Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the line is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Ross, appreciate you sliding in here on a Wednesday. We know it's not typically your week, but this is going to work out a lot better. So thanks a lot. How you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic. It is my pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing your squad in person tomorrow night. So I'm glad we got a chance to talk before I get a chance to call a Niners game on Westwood One.
Absolutely. Ross will be on the call tomorrow for Westwood One. He'll be in L.A. And I guess here's where I'm going to start here, because it's the biggest issue out here in the Bay, and it's injuries. When you look at the league as a whole, and national guys like you look at the league as a whole, do you guys think the 49ers have an injury problem and have under Shanahan?
Yes.
Hmm.
I do. I mean, there are certain teams that it just feels like they have more injuries than other teams, seemingly on an annual basis. Honestly, I don't. It's like California, the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers have a bunch of injuries every year. They already do. They're down both offensive tackles and Khalil Mack. The Niners, every year, seemingly. And you guys know I was one of those guys that said I thought the Niners were going to have a major bounce back year, that their injury misfortune would be better, and that they were going to go to the NFC Championship game. And I guess that's still possible. I would say seems pretty unlikely probably without Nick Bosa, but there's no question that they've had injury issues. It's interesting because the Eagles had some success, a team I follow closely, in 17, 18, 19, they were still winning divisions or going to the playoffs, but they had a bunch of injuries. I mean, they won the Super Bowl with like 15 guys on IR. They made some changes in the way they go about things, and they have been extremely healthy the last 3 years. Extremely. Now, part of that is they don't practice very much. They don't play them at all in the preseason games. Yeah, I don't know, even know what they do with them during the week, but they have certainly put a premium on trying to keep those guys as healthy as possible. And for the most part, it's worked. I mean, in the Super Bowl last year, they had every starter was available for them except for one, N'Kobe Dean, in the Super Bowl.
Wow, Ross. Hey, you don't always like your style, and you joined us last week. Stani was out, and I've been bragging on you all week because before you left, I asked you about Robert Saleh and these young Thundercats on the defensive side of the ball, and Ross, you replied, "Guru, talk to me after we see this game coming up without Bosa." And Ross, my goodness, not one quarterback hit nor sack. How big of a concern is that moving forward? You called that, and I was like, what did Ross mean? But I saw it. Trent, that game shouldn't have been as close as it was. But, man, how scary is that for Robert Saleh and that young defense moving forward with no Bosa?
It's extremely scary. They have to come up with something different, and I think that they will. You know, he probably was a little bit curious in the first time without Bosa to just see how Williams and Huff and these other guys would do. Now that he kind of got his answer, you know, even though this hasn't been – you know, Saleh's deal has always been – to be able to get pressure with the down guys, right? Which, by the way, you know, most defensive coordinators are pretty good if you have a ferocious D-line that can get consistent pressure with only four. So that's what Saleh's had. in a number of his stops. I don't think he has that right now. I don't think he has that for the rest of the year. Mm. So he's going to have to get out of his comfort zone a little bit and start to dial up more pressure, because you can't have that. You can't have a game where there's no hits on the quarterback. You're not going to win very many games if the other quarterback doesn't get touched. I can assure you of that.
Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? And insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What have you seen so far from Christian McCaffrey? He's getting used a lot, Ross, but he's catching the ball out of the backfield more than he has in the past. And there's some murmurs out here that he looks good, but not great.
Well, let's start with this. They need him to catch that many passes, right? I mean, they need that because last I checked, I think every receiver for them is hurt. I mean, Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, Ayuk, you know, they're going deep down the depth chart now at this point. So they need him to do what he's done in the passing game. And I give him a ton of credit for being the workhorse that he's been so far this year. You know, there's two schools of thought. One would be that maybe he's not quite the guy he was. The other thought would be maybe he's still working his way back from the injury. You know, it's funny because when you have these conversations, my thought is always, don't we have the GPS data now for these guys? Like, can't we see what max speeds McCaffrey's been hitting through the first month of the season and how that compares to previous years? We really shouldn't have to have the conversation of whether or not a guy has lost a step anymore. We should just see if the guy's lost a step based on, you know, what the GPS data is telling us. I think we have that access for the broadcast. I don't know if, you know, the public has that, but that would be something certainly to look in and just start to see. You know, the team probably knows, right? Like the team, they have these data for every player during practice and during games. So they have a great idea if a guy has started to slow down a little bit or not. I would say he looks good. I don't know that he looks Christian McCaffrey great. You know, when you're used to seeing McCaffrey, it's like, feels like some of the things that you're seeing from, you know, Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't know if we've seen that from Christian yet, but maybe he's just kind of getting his sea legs up. But it's been 100 touches, you know, and he was there all of training camp. So this is probably what he's working with.
Ross, I mean, you played the game, so I got to ask you this about Brock Purdy. One, do you start him tomorrow? And then what did you see from him, and where do you draw the line from he was hampered with the toe, and then how hard you come down on what you saw him perform this last game against Jacksonville?
Well, so a couple thoughts here. One is I don't think he'll play tomorrow night, and I wouldn't play him tomorrow night, because I would want to give that toe, you know, the 10 days of rest before the next game. But that actually brings up a bigger issue and something that I would guess that the Niners media has asked Kyle Shanahan about. Maybe not until they actually see whether or not Purdy plays. But, you know, Mac Jones was playing well. They were winning those games. Purdy's your big money guy. You know, there are medical competitive advantages and disadvantages in the NFL. And, you know, if they put Purdy back and he aggravated it, now he has to miss a gigantic game against the Rams. That is not good. You know, that is a real problem. And, you know, you need to trust your medical people when they say he can go out there and be fine and not make it worse, not re-aggravate it. He's good to go. Clearly, that wasn't the case. So, you know, I don't know if you blame the player, the organization, the trainers, the doctor, all the above, but clearly, you know, he wasn't 100% and didn't play like a guy that was 100%. And now I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. You put all that stuff together, I think that's a bad look for the 49ers.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our NFL Odyssey insider. Before we let you go, if Mac Jones is the quarterback tomorrow for the Niners, I mean, what kind of chances are you giving them?
Well, who's playing receiver? Is it DeMarcus Robinson, Bourne, and Sky Moore? I'm assuming no Juwan Jennings or Pearsall as well?
Yeah, let's assume the latter two are not playing.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I give him a chance, but probably not a great one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of positions to downgrade before you're playing against a very good team who's kind of on a roll. You know, I mean, yeah. Puka Nacua is unstoppable. They're very consistent in the run game with Kyron Williams. Their D-line is awesome. Let's put it this way. It will be one of the best wins of Mac Jones's life if the Niners get this done tomorrow night with him at quarterback.
Mm. Hey, Ross, appreciate
hey,
it,
thanks,
man. We know
man.
You got to run. And by the way.
Always. Hey, great talking with you guys.
Hey,
Thank you so much.
Hey, real quick. You still Uh-oh. There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tulane going to beat Army on October 18th next weekend.
Oh, boy.
You got to come down to the Big Easy and play Tulane. You got trouble, buddy.
Is that your alma mater again?
My daughter goes there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, go
nice.
Green
well, I got Air Force. I got Air Force Navy on Saturday on CBS, and I got to get to the call with the Air Force head coach because you know what?
All right.
You don't want to be late for
no.
any football coaches,
there you go.
But
no.
especially Air Force or Army or Navy head coaches.
Good call. Good call. All right, Ross, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Hold on one sec. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.